sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning, Sensible Nation. It's another episode of Sensible People. What's up, Raw Dog Ryan?
What's up, Sensible Singles?
Mandy B.
Hi, everyone.
And Tay Wagner. Guys, we had a loaded episode. It was a fun one, episode 11. So check that out if you have not downloaded it. We got prank calling going on. We met Barry Burnham. Barry Burnham here. We met Ed Bigby.
Yeah, hi.
We met Micah the Millennial.
Oh my God, I'm not. I just walked in the fucking door. Chill out.
We did a lot of fun shit. It was a fun episode. We talked about ladies' mustaches. We checked out Mandy's lady mustache.
You did braid my mustache.
We had some fun.
She had a mild kink.
She did. She did. And we also introduced our trending hashtag, the Wet Bandit Challenge. So join us and lead the charge. Males, females, doesn't matter. Hashtag Wet Bandit Challenge. Check out our Instagram or Twitter to pick up on that trend.
If you can't make the Wet Bandit Challenge, just do the Wax It Challenge, right, Mandy?
Oh my gosh! It's not a mild case.
Wax on,
it's a no case.
Mild.
It's a barely case.
I only know mild or spicy. So is it spicy?
It's buffalo.
Guys, get on our YouTube channel, subscribe. We got more shit coming your way, videos, content. We got a lot planned for 2019, so get on there and subscribe.
Yeah, make sure you leave us a review, too. Leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, Podchaser, Stitcher, wherever you listen. We want to hear from you.
Brand new sponsor, too, Thrive Fantasy. Guys, sign up. Go to sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. Click on our sponsors tab and click that link. It's a new fantasy sports prop app. A lot of fun. I know Tay and I checked it out. Again, you can find that on our website underneath the sponsorship tab. They have NFL, NBA, MLB. I know MMA and PGA Tour are coming soon. A little bit different. They go on prop bets, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, prop specific. It's
not
it's fun.
Just your typical fantasy. I know you guys are thinking, well, I'll just do FanDuel. I'll just do DraftKings. No, it's different than that, so check it out. It's
and they've only bets. Been around about a year, so it's easier to win than throwing your money away in FanDuel or DraftKings at a big tournament. So have fun. Make some money.
And make sure you click it through our website, please and thank you.
Please and thank
please.
You. All right, episode 12 is a fun one. We have a lot. We got the whole kit and caboodle. Packed into one
what
episode.
What does that mean? What is a kit and caboodle?
It's like a collection of
like
things.
Like the kit what, and
what's
the caboodle.
A caboodle? What's a caboodle?
Okay, a caboodle. I used to have one when I was little.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I'm asking Lore Bear.
Lore Bear? Yeah. Jesus, you guys are nicknaming
on,
already?
Yeah, we're on that name basis.
I don't have a nickname for your dad.
Yeah, Papa Bear.
Daddy. I call him Daddy. Anyway, it's a little, it almost looks like a fishing lure kit. That's or tackle box. But it's like
a caboodle?
What is she talking about?
It's like a little
don't
thing
we have an episode to do?
I think so.
You asked.
But you reminded me before down here, we're out here or talking about the outline for this fucking episode, and a dog's down here. And my dad came looking for the dog and he thought he was looking for you. He comes down the stairs and says, "There you are." And Mandy B goes, "Yeah, I'm here." He's like, "No, the dog, you fucking bitch."
Oh my
That's
God.
That's what he told her.
Yeah, that was cute.
So today's episode, we're going to talk about ASMR, huge phenomena, been getting really big over the last few months, but really over the last few years, I would say it's
is that
kind
pronounced
of picked
asthma?
Up. Asthma. It's some. I'm probably sure it's not asthma, but this is new to Raw Dog. Mandy, you've been listening to these for...
Yeah, I checked them out here and there.
Right. So what we're going to do is have Liliana D, YouTube sensation, and ASMR expert on. We're going to interview her, share some laughs, have some fun with her. So that should be awesome.
I don't know much shit about ASMR, but you showed me her channel. I checked her out. She's hot, so...
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
She's hot and a very good whisperer.
Yeah.
So we're going to have her later on in the show.
Sweet. Guys, as you know, I'm still continuing to learn some things in my new life, 2019. Mm-hmm. So as every weekend goes by and every day goes by, I learned one of the best new pieces of advice for the single life. Let me first start by saying, newly single, I never understood there is a whole world of naked pics with singles. I didn't realize that. As a married person, being with somebody forever, I did not realize how many people send naked pictures to each
That's
other.
That's like a new thing, though. Like, I mean, since Snapchat really opened that door.
Underground and... world, literally. Like, I see it all the time. I get it all the time. I see buddies who get it all the time. Like, I just didn't realize people.
Have you been sending people naked pics?
No, I tell you, I will tell you the truth. I've never sent a naked pic, and I don't plan.
That's a lie. But that's a lie.
No, I've Tay never
has
sent.
Some in his gallery.
I've never sent a naked pic ever.
I mean, I've never sent like a full nude, but I've sent like teasers. Nude?
What's
like
that?
Teasers.
It's like sweatshirts.
What's
unzipped?
A teaser?
Yeah. Sweatshirt, pants,
no,
fully
closed. I said sweatshirt unzipped.
Oh, no. Like, you know, a little.
Like
risque.
The birth pose.
What the fuck?
Giving birth pose teaser.
You know, like a little, you look a little sexy. You got that little face on. Yeah. And like, I don't
you got
show.
A face on?
Oh,
I don't know.
Freak out.
I don't know. I said the teaser.
Are you the type that you could bring home to mama?
She's a very kinky girl.
Yeah, of course I am.
I don't know about you, Mandy.
Well, I
do. Raw Dog sent me a tucked picture.
No, but guys, we're getting off track. What I was getting, my piece of advice was, great piece of advice. So as you know, a lot of women, they'll send you the nudes via Snapchat because it goes away. And you can't save their pictures.
You
I
can
mean,
screenshot
you
it.
You can screenshot it, but it alerts them. And what happens is then these women will block you and not be friends with you and not send you nudes anymore. So I learned from a friend the best piece of advice. He has what you call a backup phone or a backup iPad. And when these women send him naked nudes via Snapchat, he quickly grabs the backup phone and takes a picture of his phone.
Oh.
So it doesn't alert him or alert them.
That is a sensible piece of advice. We need a golf clap for that.
Is that not the best piece of advice ever?
That's really smart, actually.
That is.
So I'm working on getting my backup phone as we speak.
That is commitment. Well, Mandy's still working on getting her first phone.
Oh, yeah. My
She's
God.
She's still working off her 96 Nokia.
I am.
T9. Mandy B, why don't we tell the people what we made a pact.
We did make a pact.
We're both single, right? Right
We're
now.
Both single. We're both sensibly single. And somehow, Ryan tricked me yesterday.
I didn't trick shit. This was
put
your
a
idea.
Gun to my head.
This yeah. was your
we
idea.
We did a pact. No way. It was your idea. I barely remember. What is
no,
a pact?
We hawked loogies in our hands.
And yeah, we did.
We held hands and watched the sunset.
No, I don't know. Next thing I know, I'm hawking a loogie in my hand and I'm grabbing Ryan's hand. I'm like, what did I just agree to?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
We said that if we're still single in 10 years, so I'll be 42, you'll be 40 almost. We're just going to get married.
You better not.
So you're going to marry us.
You'll be dealing with a married couple on the podcast.
You're going to be the, what's the person called that marries people?
The officiant.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking jump off Niagara Falls before that happens.
I can see him doing a perfect swan dive off of Niagara
Falls. Live at Niagara Falls! Cannot have this occur!
We're not having him officiant.
Yeah.
Frankie McDonald, the weatherman's
going to Oh, yeah, perfect, perfect.
Perfect.
I don't know. It was weird. We were having a weird
where
one.
Would our reception be at your local bar or at your home bar?
Which one's my home bar? You're confusing me.
We'll hit them all that day.
Home bar advantage, yes. Baby.
Yeah.
So speaking of bars, I was out a couple weeks ago with someone, and we're at a bar. It's fucking 2 in the afternoon. I felt so bad for this guy. Older guy looks
you
like
you feeling bad
yeah,
for somebody?
I felt bad.
This means a good story's coming.
Ooh.
So he's probably in his 70s, smaller guy. He's fucking hammered. So I'm trying to remember everything that happened because it's a lot. Anyway, I'm eating chicken wings. I ate like 2. I had an order of like 8. And I felt bad for the guy. He was starving. I let him eat my chicken wings. Fucking 20 minutes goes by. I kid you not, he's eating like the bones. He's just like eating and gnawing at it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Go back. This guy was sitting?
He's hammered at the bar. I don't know him.
Okay.
I go in with someone, didn't know him. He came over, said hi. He was so sloshed, could barely understand him, went back and sat down and kept saying how hungry he was. So I let him eat the rest of my chicken wings. Well, he was like eating the bones too. So then he starts fucking, he goes to the bathroom. He's in the fucking bathroom for like 20 minutes. All the other dudes at the bar are like, dude, you should go check on him. So I go check on him. He's fucking puking all over the bathroom.
I'm Joe. Where's the throw up?
Over there in the middle of the lunchroom.
Yeah, I'll get that cleaned up lickety split. Speaking of lickety split, let's meet up later, see what's going on.
Almost like the Wet Bandit challenge, just not pissing, but puking everywhere.
Oh, no.
It
looked
like he ate pulled pork. There's pulled pork, like, on the toilet seat.
Ugh.
He had a total full push broom Pete mustache. So it's just like, you know, like when you fucking mop up a floor and it's just sopping wet? That's what his mustache looked like. Then he would, like, tap me on the shoulder and I'd, like, fucking try to get his arm off me. Like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
So we're, it's, mind you, we're in Wisconsin. So he goes and sits back down. The bartender brings him a 5-gallon bucket. He's just puking at the bar in a 5-gallon bucket. And
stop
again,
it.
This is,
get him out.
This yeah. is 3 p.m. And there's Sick. Probably, I don't know, maybe 8 of us in there, 10 of us tops. So in Wisconsin, there's a thing called Safe Ride where the bar owner or bartender can call a Safe Ride and someone comes and picks him up. So, but in order to do that, it's all free of charge. In order to do that, the Safe Ride needs a fucking address. Well, he doesn't know his address. Has no idea what his address is. So I get his wallet. I look at his ID. He's from fucking Alaska. He's a veteran from Alaska. But some dude at the bar knew that he lived somewhere close but didn't know his address.
Wait, but how did he live? He's just a, what do you mean he's a resident of Alaska, but he lives somewhere?
I don't know. His ID was from Alaska. Some other dude at the bar knew that he was staying somewhere locally, but didn't know exactly where. They needed an address. But I left. We left. The person I was with, we left. I don't know what happened. All I know is the Safe driver came in and she was so pissed because she comes in and this dude is just still yakking in a bucket and she's about to fucking
I never
take
heard about
him.
That Safe driver thing.
Yeah, Safe Ride.
We
it's
had
in,
it at this
it's in Wisconsin. It's
Wait,
all free.
Who, how is that pot?
Through
pays
the state,
for that?
It must be.
What?
Yeah. But also in Wisconsin, I only know this because when I worked at the ski hill, it was in Wisconsin. There's like a, I forget exactly what it's called, but there's like a bar association in Wisconsin where it's like, a, not a league, but like, somehow an organization.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I don't know if money gets like pooled around in that league.
Sure.
Or
sure.
whatever you want to call that organization. But yeah. It's
but the drivers that come and get you are drunk.
Yeah, that's the deal.
That, it's Wisconsin, deal. Of course, yeah.
Right, in Wisconsin.
They have to blow in the...
Too funny.
I gave him Mandy B's number, though, oh, when
what,
he was in
the
bathroom.
What the fuck is that smell? Are those your feet?
Stop it.
Bare feet?
Are you
what?
Rubbing
no.
your feet?
What
Would you step
about?
In a dead cat? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
She stepped on the whole kitten and caboodle.
Oh, kitten caboodle!
Just... Oh, my God. I was wondering. I'm like, this seems to be leading up to a prank, maybe.
The kitten caboodle.
Oh, a couple stink God. Bugs fell on you earlier, I know.
Ew, I hate those stink bugs. So you guys, I've been binge watching anything I can lately. I just moved to my place.
Binge.
Like,
oh, yeah. She's a binger.
Cozy. I'm a binger. But anyway, that Escape at Dannemora is amazing.
So good.
Did you see Ben Stiller's producing it?
Oh
no, he directed it.
Yeah, I think it produced
I think
it.
He's
oh, did he?
I think he's doing the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. I've seen the whole thing, and I'm glad you asked, because when Tay worked with me still full-time where I work now, we followed the actual true story very
closely.
We did. Closely.
We were obsessed
it was fascinating.
With it. It was. So Matt, when I heard they were producing this.
Richard
was,
Matt and David Sweat, for you guys that don't know, were the inmates at a prison upstate in New York about, I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And
almost four. Yeah.
They escaped, to make a long story short, I'm not ruining anything, they basically escaped this max prison through a steam pipe, broke through brick walls, got out through the outside, through a sewer cap, and ended up being in like the crazy terrain of upstate New York for three. They lasted 3 weeks. Don't want to give away what happened. I don't know if everybody knows, but yeah, it was 3 years ago. True story. Crazy.
Very
and Ben Stiller
well
directed
produced.
It.
And it's got Benicio del Toro. It's got Paul Dano. So good.
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah,
she's gonna win. She's gonna win best supporting actress for
a what a
mini
series
or something.
100%.
Oh, she's the best character is Lyle though.
Oh my god. Lyle.
He looks
great.
Just like the real guy. Have you seen a comparison?
No, I'll have to look up.
Would
the
you
oh,
fuck
so
Lyle?
Good. No.
You don't even give a minute to think?
No, because I know. I can see it. Like those teeth. Those teeth would get
it's
me.
It's so good.
But, seriously, I know you called me when you started watching the show. She, like, I can't get over how much Mandy looks like Joyce.
Shut
Taylor
up.
Mitchell.
No,
does
I
she,
don't.
Is
Holy
she
fuck.
Not
now
uncanny,
that I'm sitting, it's literally uncanny.
Same personality. They literally do the same
Oh, how
things.
Have you guys been watching this show?
She looks just like
oh,
her.
Oh, maybe I should take your... shut up.
Uncanny. It's
so
literally,
annoying.
Wait,
I'm taking back my
Can we have
password.
Just like a 10-second like of silence so I can just look at her and evaluate?
No, I'm not giving you silence for that.
Holy
Stop
fuck.
It.
It is literally identical.
You even said
at lunch where you work, you go bring a blanket out in the parking lot and you bang some guy like Lyle.
I do that. You got me on the banging in the
She's always trying to get us to go back in the sewing room.
Bag of Funyuns and a Sobe out there. And she's just banging away Lyle.
Sobe? Is that how you pronounce
I
that?
I hate you guys.
Sobe.
Have you ever had a Sobe? Sobe?
Wait, oh, Sorbe? What do you
In
mean?
All honesty,
no. Sob.
I would fucking do Joyce for real.
What?
I've thought about the whole time watching that show.
What?
She has cans, dude.
They're too big, though.
I would fucking. I don't know. I'd cannonball into him.
When what? I watch her, though, no. It looks uncomfortable, though. I mean, you guys don't know what it's like to carry that up there.
No, the most uncomfortable scene, I'm glad you brought it up, was the scene where she was trying on the bathing suits when she thought she was going on vacation. Like, is that? But it's so good because it's just so awkward.
It is, like, because you know what happened. I'd rather fuck David Morse.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's not bad.
I want a painting. I wish Richard Matt could have gave me a painting, a raw dog painting.
Yeah, it's a portrait of raw dog. Did you notice? We used to talk about this all the time. The salt lick.
They
referenced the salt lick like several times during the show.
No. When?
Yeah. During the fucking show. It's seven episodes. I don't know, in the middle.
The inmates have salt licks in their cells?
No. Joyce and Lyle have one. They reference the salt lick.
I don't remember
like
that.
Like a few times.
Lyle is such a great character. Yeah. I can't stop thinking. Whoever played him, he did awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like, so
how
good.
Do you play Phenomenal. A moron that well?
I think they just hire a moron. You have to.
It's part of the
He came
criteria.
Straight from making a murderer.
Dude, unbelievable.
Oh,
unbelievable.
You see that they're denying Stephen Avery's retesting DNA, something like that?
Yeah, no, I saw a couple weeks ago she like resubmitted like this new like crazy thing that bones from the gravel pit were Teresa's.
Yeah, they're denying everything.
They're so such fucks.
They're not going to let him out.
He's free.
He's going to be sweaty forever.
He's innocent.
He's free.
They should have him do a deodorant commercial for that.
Leave him alone! Leave him alone!
Oh, my God. Did you guys... All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. Because you looked at me like I was fucking nuts when I said I would do Joyce.
Because you are.
All right, Joyce or Mrs. fucking Avery, Dolores.
Or Marjorie Deal Armstrong.
Oh, my God.
You remember
She's
Marjorie
so
Deal
crazy.
Armstrong?
That's
that was the
so
Netflix
familiar.
Special.
I would fuck her. She's
oh,
so crazy.
Yeah.
What was that one called? Evil Genius.
Yes, yes.
Check it out
so
if you guys
good.
Have not heard it on or seen it on Netflix. It's a
I
good,
bet
really
she
good
could
one.
Just ride a fucking cock like no other, dude.
Well, she
crazy.
Controls all those guys.
That Rothstein.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say that rot dog.
Yeah, basically.
Was that when the guy had the contraption around
Holy
the neck?
Holy shit. She looks like Marjorie Deal Armstrong,
I
too.
Hate you guys.
We should start calling her by her three names, just like a serial
three.
Killer.
Oh, Amanda Lynn Brony.
Marjorie.
Yes. Mandy Lynn.
Do you know why my name's Mandy Lynn?
No.
Because
I'll ask Laura.
Oh, you better stop talking to my mom. Okay, so listen, my dad's a super cool musician.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, hey, our first kid's coming, yada, yada, yada. What do you want to name her? I think it's Amanda.
You're the oldest?
Yeah,
so
oldest.
Let me tell you guys. Next topic.
Really quick, it's cool.
Go ahead.
Anyway, my dad was like, Manda sounds like a stupid name. And he goes, oh, wait, if we name her Mandolin, she could be my little mandolin. Like,
oh, a little mandolin.
So
I like that.
I like that. The mandolin. Mandy the Mandolin Bee. Mandy the Mandolin.
When I become a serial killer, I'm going to go by that.
I kind of like Mandarin, the orange. Is that an orange Mandarin?
I mean, it's a different kind of fruit.
That's how the Asians would say
Asian?
Her name. Mandy Mandarin.
Oh, no. Well, glad I told that.
Oh, Lord. Little stat for you guys. I'm watching the show, and I made some joke about dial-up, like the Arquette, Patricia Arquette and Lyle. Joyce and Lyle.
Oh, so you're still watching Escape at Dinner.
Yeah. And I made some joke to B. And she's like, did you know that 2 million people in America still have dial-up?
You're a moron!
I brushed it off so fast. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, they don't. Like, dial-up doesn't even exist anymore. I was so adamant. And we got in like a little argument about
oh
it. Like,
God.
B, dial-up doesn't fucking exist anymore. I'm like, it's at the very least, it's DSL. Which is still like...
Dude, I don't know.
2.1 million people in America still have dial-up. I was absolutely floored.
Do you think there's more people that have dial-up than more people that don't have internet at all?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good one.
We should look it up. Look at the show, for example. Lyle and fucking... And Joyce, or Tilly, they call her. I don't think they had internet in their house. It was never referenced. Like, there wasn't a computer.
Yeah.
I didn't ever see them with, like, a smartphone. Did you?
No, but it's not like, I don't know.
A smartphone is not as crazy as the internet.
Like,
a lot of people don't have smartphones.
I get over the scene of how fucking Lyle gets Tilly. That it's that last episode you saw, number 6, where they show the flashbacks.
Remind me, though.
So before they were at the prison, they both were working at like this fucking sewing shop.
Oh yeah, she was
with her first guy.
Oh yeah.
Fucking 60 million people don't have internet in America.
That's even more.
That's 20% of people in the country. There's about 300 million people in the country.
60 million.
Wait, am I right? Look up population of the United States. I think it's about 300.
Right. I think you're right.
Chicagoland is 30. Is it like 320?
It's 325.7 million and 2 million inbreds.
So wait, and you said how many don't have internet?
60 million.
That's so just under. I bet it's like 17%. It's 18% unbelievable.
Are they counting like unfathomable? Do you think they're counting, what was that word?
Fathomable.
Unfathomable.
Fathomable.
Good. Anyway, do you think they're counting like people in cults and stuff?
But what about a phone like with data? Is that internet?
Is Sensible
nowadays?
Nation considered a cult?
I don't know.
I had to do something crazy to get in here. You didn't have to do that. Oh.
Couldn't they just go to like AT&T or Comcast and get the whole kit and caboodle?
What happened to all of us?
All righty, guys. Our first live show is coming up in February or March.
Next several
weeks. We're going to have so much fucking fun. If you guys are in the Chicagoland area, please buy a fucking ticket, I guess, is the only thing we can say.
Manny, did you know Tay is going to shoot ping pong balls out of his asshole for the first live
show? We've
been
practicing.
Me and you will have the ping pong paddles.
Ew.
We shoot them and we whack them.
Are you going to clean yourself first?
Do you think when it shoots out?
No, I'm not.
In honor of ASMR, when he shoots out, do you think it makes a sound?
I can only hope it does.
But guys, more details you can find on our website, on Instagram, Twitter, @sensible_people on Twitter, @sensiblepeople on Instagram, or on our Facebook @sensiblepeoplepodcast. We're going to have the details, times, ticket prices, and where it is, the location. It's going to be downtown Chicago, we know that.
We're trying to keep it under $500 a ticket, yeah. So we'll have a coupon code for you guys.
$499.99, baby.
But you know what? I know I always give you shit, but on this one, you're going to be on my side. What?
I already know.
I always tell you, get on my fucking page. For once, I'm going to bring you under my wing, lady. Okay. And you're going to be on my team.
Okay.
We're starting the old live touring locally. We'll stay in the Chicago area, but as you guys know, our plan is to eventually branch out nationally, take this fucking show on the road. How is one Tay Tonka going to fucking contain Raw Dog and Mandy B on the road? How?
It's going to be quite... I bought the electric dog collars for you two.
I'm done. I might not show up to shows. What are you guys going to do when that happens?
You'll show up.
Maybe. I really do. I wonder, though... I want to know what the pussy tastes like in Cleveland.
Is that your dream? Like it is. Cleveland puss?
He can't sleep at night because he's so curious.
It's like the how we always say it. We got lemon pie pussy. We got Cleveland pussy.
That's what I feel like it tastes like lemon meringue pie pussy.
Why Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, Cleveland
like
rocks.
Lemon, I feel like lemon meringue pie is like Southern.
How easy do you think chicks are? Because
the Cavs alternate jerseys are yellow.
Yeah. Don't give no hate Cleveland too. I bet there's total whores in Cleveland.
Why?
Yeah, what the hell are you
what is going
Dude,
on with
because
Cleveland?
It's a miserable fucking city.
You're going to be dead by 40 if we go on tour.
I've told you that for real. And I'm fine with it.
God help us.
I will be
We're
dead.
Fine with it, too.
God help us all.
One more thing before...
Fight the break of dawn.
Before we get into our ASMR chat, I wanted to tell Ryan because, you know, he loves the peeing on the face, the golden showers.
He loves it.
It's one of his fetishes. So... I ran into a guy. He's a good friend of mine.
Is this where this is going?
No. Good friend of mine. We're talking at my party a few weeks back, and he has the pee fetish as well. And he goes, hey, you got a tarp? I could just go in your unfinished basement, lay it down in the ground, and I just want to piss all over my wife. Or no, he wanted her. I just want my wife to piss all over me. He wanted her to just pee all over. No, I don't have a tarp, and you can't use my basement for your fetish.
He should bring his own tarp.
Hold on. I will have to say your unfinished part of your basement's quite cozy.
Oh, Lord.
Quite cozy.
Did you hear this story?
I did.
Explain to Sensible Nation what you did.
What are you talking about?
A couple weeks back, Tay had a Christmas party, and I brought a date, and there's a room in his basement that's, I don't know, utility room or unfinished
storage. Yeah, it's storage.
So I was on my way down to get a beer in his basement.
There's like 40 people at this fucking party.
I wasn't going to throw that in there. But on my way to get down or to get a beer, and I notice my date's kind of like following me. And so I get right by the room, and she shoves me in the fucking unfinished part and shuts the door. I was like, well, all right. She instantly just fucking rips my pants off and goes to town, does a little knob action, and then she puts her hands on your fucking concrete wall and just makes me pound her for a fucking couple minutes.
I know. The video was pretty good.
The funniest thing is she had a blinking sweater on for a Christmas sweater, so it's obviously dark. And I'm like nervous people are going to fucking see that we're in here. And so her fucking sweater's blinking in the dark. I know people can fucking see outside, so I had to like Tom Clancy it to get out of the door and make sure no one saw it. But in the episode, The Roast of Raw Dog, Mr. Rick Pucci, who roasted me, he caught me.
Oh, he caught you?
Yeah, he saw. He gave a smile and a nod.
That's really hot that she did that, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That's too funny. It was. That's too funny. Great. Probably one of the most Raw Dog moves that
but
one could
But I didn't
fucking
do
make.
It. Like, I didn't fucking initiate it.
No, a Raw Dog move, okay. I think, is even wilder.
What is it?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Well, what's a wilder? Like, I didn't fucking like, say you would know. What do you insinuating?
Calm down. Like a pee on the face. Like, that's more of a Raw Dog.
That
like,
is more. But fucking in someone's unfinished basement. With
You've never snuck somewhere inappropriate and have sex. You have.
I'm sorry.
I've never had sex.
I don't apologize to Tay, but B, I apologize to you as Tay's wife. Don't judge me, okay?
Don't judge the rawness.
Hey! Y'all crazy bitch, but you're so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you're so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on.
All right, let's talk about ASMR. Let's share the definition with the word Raw Dog, if you will.
ASMR, the definition is an autonomous sensory meridian response is a calming, pleasurable feeling often accompanied by a tingling sensation. This tingle is said to originate in a person's head and spread to the spine, and sometimes the limbs, in response to stimulation. The stimuli that trigger the ASMR vary from person to person. Some of the most common ones include whispers, white noise, lip smacking, having a person's complete attention, as in having one's hair cut by a hairdresser, as well as brushing, chewing, tapping, scratching, whispering, and crinkling.
It says it was coined in 2010. It's relatively new to me. I just found out about it recently. Mandy, as she mentioned earlier, has heard of it. She's seen videos and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But this is very new to you as well, Ryan. We're starting to see, like, I guess Cardi B is a huge fan of ASMR. Mm. She goes to sleep, Cardi.
She would be. Yeah. I love her. She's awesome.
She on the James Corden thing we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
He questioned.
Oh, I must have missed that part.
Yeah. He talked about ASMR. But anyways, it says it was coined in 2010, but the audio and visual induced sensation has always existed. If you've ever experienced that cringe-worthy face scrunching feeling you get when you hear nails on the chalkboard, that's basically what ASMR is.
But in
it's the exact opposite.
It's the opposite
of that. Right. So it's like people get a pleasure sensation from scratching, tingling, fabric, whatever, ruffling, whispering, and so forth.
You guys have heard like our definitions and the exact meaning of what this is, but I'm new to it. In all honesty, what this is in a nutshell is people on YouTube are watching other people like whisper or tap or make scratching noises or smack
their
lips.
And people have made it an art form.
I know it might.
Oh, absolutely.
For people who have no idea what this is, go check it out. I know it probably sounds weird for us explaining it to you, but like really, you'll see like listening to somebody whisper or make tapping noises the right way and like how they do it on the mic where it transfers from your left ear to your right ear. It is pretty, it gives you that sensation, at least for most people. And you'll see, you know, we're talking with Liliana here in a couple minutes and we're going to ask her, but like some people might perceive it as sexual too.
Right.
It's really, it's those chills that you get when you hear the nice Raw Dog voice singing into the microphone.
When
a nice,
I hear that singing
people
voice.
I do.
But it is cool. And there's all sorts of different sounds as we've heard. The one that caught my attention was really funny. It was more of a gimmick, but it was Jeff Goldblum. Did you see this? He did. No, he put out I think it was like produced by HBO or something. He threw out a YouTube video of himself purring. We're going to play it for you guys because it's just so funny. But it was like, what was it, 10 hours?
Yeah.
Of him, of Jeff Goldblum purring.
He
for
is
those.
The best. Well, he's the absolute best. Funny. I love him.
He's great.
As Tay said, celebrities, people are in on this ASMR shit. So yeah, check it out. So here, this is Jeff Goldblum just purring for ASMR.
And they put that on loop for like 10 hours. You know people listen to it.
Guys, this is literally a 10-hour YouTube video. 10 hours.
Like anybody could do that, but it had, you know, it was Jeff Goldblum, so it gained traction.
Oh, yeah.
It's
pretty fun.
There's a lot of different, as we mentioned, ASMR.
But we're going to play all 10 hours for them. Yeah.
So, we'll see you.
we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that Jeff Goldblum.
But that was pretty cool. And then, you know, as Ryan mentioned, there's so many like health benefits. I mean, you've watched videos. People say they're, you know, it relaxes you.
A lot of people do it in the morning, like before they go to work to chill.
Yeah.
Start their day.
It makes sense to me. I mean, but you talk about it. It's fucking weird when you like try to explain it to people like we are. I think, you know, hopefully Liliana she's been doing it, so she has a better way of explaining it.
Can you say that name a little more like with an accent? Liliana. You see how he's trying, Mandy?
He's
trying to overemphasize.
What?
Yeah. All right, you're never coming on my page. Oh my. You just never side with me.
I don't know. Because you're so mean to me.
I'm being nice to you. This is, she doesn't fucking get it.
Maybe I have PTSD.
I can't read. She can't fucking listen.
You can't read or listen, Ryan.
God, we're already arguing like a married couple. Shit.
10 years. Shit. 10 years.
Kill me now. That's a good point that people do listen to it. I mean, there's just a lot of different health benefits for it one way or another. So it sounds fucking weird. It's people whispering.
Yeah.
You know, some people may not get it.
I like to watch zits being popped. Some people like to listen to whisper. Go.
I hate that zits popping.
There's people all over the country listening. There's offices in Chicago, Houston, Dallas.
Right. That's right.
Arizona.
And LA.
Phoenix.
So, I don't know. Well, I'm going to have to check out more of these. We'll hear from Liliana. We'll each listen to some more. Maybe we'll get Mandy on YouTube to dabble in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Hey, right? I think you would be
water.
Good.
I think I'm going to do that.
Put your toe in the water and see where it takes you. But let's hear from Liliana D., YouTube sensation, and as Ryan said, total hottie.
Very good-looking, glamorous girl. Sensible Nation.
And she's from Pittsburgh, and we're going to have some fun with her. Sensible Nation, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we are lucky enough on this episode to be joined by an ASMR professional and YouTube sensation, Liliana D. of the Lily Whispers ASMR YouTube channel. Liliana, welcome to Sensible People.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
So much fun. So talk to us a little bit about where you got started. You know, when did you decide to capitalize on this opportunity to produce these videos? And, you know, when did you learn that you could experience ASMR? Were you already producing YouTube videos before you started doing the ASMR videos specifically?
Yeah, so I actually got into YouTube maybe in 2010, 2011. Like I had a very small like beauty channel where I would do makeup and hair related things, not ASMR related at all. And then the spring semester of my freshman year of college, which was spring of 2013, I was recommended an ASMR video, and I didn't know what the acronym meant or anything, and I was curious, and I watched the video, and I didn't really get it. I was like, why is this chick whispering? And then I watched it with headphones, and I was like, oh my goodness, what are these feelings? And like, I hate calling the sensation that ASMR gives as tingles. Like, it's just like a very strange word. I just don't like the term. I describe it as like a warm shiver down one's back, and it just produces a very euphoric, relaxing feeling. I felt like the ASMR community was just very embracing, open, and just really comforting. So that summer, I just, with my knowledge of my previous channel, I was like, all right, I'm going to start making videos. And I made my first one in like, I can't even watch it because it's so cringy.
That's how we feel about our first podcast episodes. It's like, what the hell? We've just evolved.
You have to like go back and say like, wow, I've really come a long ass way.
No doubt.
Yeah. Did it feel really weird when you started like to try to make the videos? How long did it take you to like get a good thing going?
Oh my goodness. I was a lifeguard that summer and I just popped up my iPhone. I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to do it right now. Quick, real quick, whatever. Did a quick, fast video. I remember that was everyone said that they're like, you're talking really fast, which is like uncommon for ASMR videos. People do speak quickly, but not usually. And I just kind of dove in like feet first or head first or whatever. And
as you were the actual lifeguard, you were doing this.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. No pun intended, but yes. And then I think it maybe took 4 to 5 months for it to kind of pick up. And like, I had like 3,000 subscribers and I was like pumped, or like 5,000. And then by the time I think it was spring semester of my sophomore year, so a year later, I had about 30,000 subscribers.
Wow. That's a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was new when ASMR like wasn't even a thing. Like I would make videos and people were like, why are you whispering?
Right. You were at the forefront. I mean, now everybody knows about it.
It's so crazy how much it's grown, especially in the past, since 2016. It's really, really taken off. Well,
It probably helps that you're a good looking girl too, right? To grow the subscribers.
So actually, it's funny that you say that. 86% of my audience are girls.
Wow. Really?
Yep. I've talked to other creators and they're like, that's crazy. And I've tried to garner, like have content that's also for men. I think I've gotten it maybe down to like 80. At one point it was like 70-30 and I really like that. But yeah, I have like huge following of women.
We have a following of women too, but our show tends to sway towards men. So Sensible Nation men, you're here listening to Liliana. Check her out. Boost her men's stats, all right?
That's right. So do you think a big part of that is because you started doing the makeup tutorials first and those types of videos? And did you, once you started ASMR, did you drop doing the makeup? And are you still doing any of the makeup or is that done completely?
I did actually. I just loved my ASMR channel so much. And I had like a goodbye video on my other channel. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to do this because I didn't really like it. I liked ASMR way more. I felt a lot closer to the community on there.
Sure.
I think I had a real passion for it and like an ear for it and things like that. But I did, I don't like to, it's really hard for me to make content that I don't enjoy making. You know, being a YouTuber isn't my full-time job. I'm a marketing specialist.
Okay.
For a huge corporation. And so I have different interests and I always told myself YouTube is going to be my side passion. And if it ever starts to feel like work, I need to take a step back and I won't do it. So, I always want to make content that I like watching and that I look forward to making. And a lot of the interests that I have are based on makeup and hair and like girly things like that, because like, you know, whatever, that's just like always been a passion of mine. And so I think that I just make content that I like to watch and that I want to make.
Sure. Do you think that someone who hosts a channel like yourself or professionally practices ASMR really needs to be able to experience it themselves? Or do you think there are some folks out there that perhaps do it and have never experienced it, but obviously understand what it is?
Yeah, I think that there's a mix, especially because ASMR channels have a very high watch time. So YouTube favors us in the algorithm. You always see like people doing like, I tried ASMR. Like it's this huge trending thing because it's really profitable, which is really funny considering that YouTube demonetizes the fuck out of our category. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I can curse on here. I'm so sorry.
you sure can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let it go. So do you actually watch other channels?
Yeah, I do. I started as a watcher. I watch them all the time. I love finding new channels. I love collaborating. It's a very close-knit community. Like I've talked to a lot of the big creators. Everyone's so nice. I've not had any bad experiences yet, knock on wood. But you know, you do see those channels that pop up and make really erotic content for the views. And they try to capitalize on it. And maybe they are people who don't experience ASMR and that the fact that they just want to have that acronym in the title of the video to get views.
Sure.
Oh, right.
It is, but you can, you know, I always say people aren't idiots. They can sniff through if whether or not someone's genuine or not. And so I stand by that.
Liliana, I'm kind of new to ASMR, just, you know, recently found out what it is and about these videos. And so explain to our audience too, what types of ASMR, you know, videos, sounds, role playing do you produce?
Yeah, so I like, again, makeup videos. I have a very large audience of young women as well. So I had a subscriber say, you know, my sister passed away. I was wondering if you could do a big sister role play. And I was like, sure. And I did a series on them, and one of them has like over a million views. Like, it just really took off. And now they're all over the community, which is so funny because they weren't around. And then that started.
Popped up. Yeah.
So now are you whispering while you're doing this role playing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I pretend like I'm just with my little sister, and I have a little sister in real life. So I could just tap into myself, and I pretend like I'm putting on their makeup for prom or like something like really sweet and endearing. Aww. To make someone like feel comfortable.
Yeah. That's so cute. And,
yeah. I get a lot of really good feedback on those types of videos. I was in a sorority in college, so I did like a bitchy sorority role play.
I did watch that one when we were researching you before you jumped on.
I am very, very sneaky.
With us. Just wild, you know, because I can see how much benefit people get from some of these.
Yeah. And then about 2 years ago, I guess it was summer of 2017, I was really into true crime. And like, I love true crime podcasts. And I was listening to a whole bunch of them. And I was like, I don't know if this is weird, if I mix it with ASMR, like, I don't know. And I made a video. And it like, and I remember asking all my subscribers, like on Instagram, I was like, is this weird? Like, could I do this? Like, the Delphi murders, they were called the Snapchat murders, really, really bothered me. And I was like, if there's anything that I can do, it's bring awareness to these cases. Who knows, you know, it just takes one person to see something and recognize something and call in a tip to solve something.
Yeah.
So, I was really motivated in that aspect. And so I made a video about, you know, this case. And it took off, and now there's a whole slew of just true crime ASMR channels. So crazy.
So you've done a bunch of those. You know, what do you find, I guess, to be the benefit that a lot of your viewers receive from watching these videos? Is it strictly kind of the sensations you referenced earlier, or do you think there's kind of something else there for them?
I mean, I know that a lot of my viewers watch it for the relaxing, tingly aspect of it, and to fall asleep,
almost like meditation, right?
Yeah, but I do think that, and because I've been on YouTube doing ASMR videos for almost 6 years now, like a lot of my subscribers are like, we want to hear about what's going on in your life, like just sit and talk to us. And so that's really warms my heart, knowing that okay, they're coming back because they like my whisper, but they also like me.
Yeah, you're building this persona, and they want to learn more about, you know, personally.
Right.
That's really cool that you communicate with them like that.
Yeah, I love it.
So you were mentioning before that you get a lot of requests, like you said with that big sister video that you did. Do you ever get like really strange requests?
Yeah, what's like the
oddest
request?
There has to be something.
We like the freaks, the creeps and the freaks.
I'm actually really lucky that I haven't gotten anything too crazy. Like I get the occasional like, oh, will you make like a really like a nude like girlfriend role play? It's like, no. But I did get a strange request, and I included this request in a video. I did GB's 25 question ASMR tag, but a guy messaged me and he said, will you pretend that I'm a teeny little person and like pick me up on your hand and your shoulder and like carry me around? And I was like, fuck no, that sounds, sorry again.
No, you don't have to be sorry, okay. Don't worry.
I was like, that sounds really like, anytime anything gets too specific, I'm like, fetish.
You could just put them in the Indian in the cupboard.
Oh yeah.
Apparently it is a fetish too. They told me it's called giantessism or something like that.
Holy shit. I never heard of that. It's like, did you ever play the old, I know a lot of places call it differently, but it's either aces or waterfall or kings. It's a drinking game. It's a card game. And they have rules, and they have the little man rule where it's on your cup.
Yeah.
The little man.
That's the one that I always do. That's funny that you said that. That's my favorite one.
Oh, it's fantastic. But that's that guy's like life dream.
Yeah.
Little man.
I did like a video about that. I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah. No kidding. So you do a ton of videos. How many views does an average ASMR video receive on your YouTube channel? And what, you know, what are your expectations when you produce one of these?
Anywhere from 30,000 to like 60 seems to be my average.
Amazing.
You know, my makeup related videos do really well. My role plays do really well. My video game playing videos don't do well. It's okay. You win some, you lose some. And I like making content that I want to produce. So I had the Fallout 4 bug this summer. I still have it. I just beat the main plot of the game, thank God.
Fun.
And I made like a video of me playing it, and it only got like 14,000 views, and then Bethesda demonetized it. But people were really happy that I made the content anyway. Yeah. So, you know, I like throwing some different curveballs.
Yeah.
Very cool. When you were talking about fetishes before, it's widely debated right now whether ASMR is entirely therapeutic, or a lot of people are saying that it's very sexual in nature. What's your take on this debate?
Yeah, so it's common knowledge against, you know, among all the large ASMR players in the game. I'm talking ASMR Darling, Maria Gentle Whispering, GB ASMR, ASMR Glow, Frivolous Fox, that we maintain that ASMR is not sexual. We do not create content with the intention to arouse anyone. But as we all know, we can't control how someone is going to interpret something.
That's correct.
I had an unfortunate situation with a person who thought that my videos were to him. And you have to think of the mental state of that person who thinks that.
Right.
Who thinks that every single video I'm uploading is about us. Or me, not about us, but like he literally thought that, which is like absurd.
Psycho.
And the issue is that there is a place for erotic ASMR. Like I know that there's a thing you can fetishize, you can sexualize anything.
There's a place for anything in this world.
Everybody has fantasies about everything.
Right. Everything. And I think ASMR is a little easier to do it because there's a lot of women on the platform who do it, but I think that that's the comforting aspect of it. Like I do think that there's something very comforting and soothing about a woman's voice as opposed to like a man whispering to you. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Right. Nobody wants to hear Raw Dog Ryan whispering to them.
Everybody wants to.
Or maybe the little man does.
Yeah.
So Liliana, let me ask you. So some people, I should say, some women might consider watching porn or ASMR videos for masturbation if you're in a relationship as cheating. Would you consider that cheating?
Personally, no. But I know that everybody, you know, I know that some friends, you know, not some friends, but I do know that people don't consider their significant others watching porn in general.
Yeah.
Is cheating, and that's between that person and their significant other. Do I think so? No. I'm not making a video specifically for somebody's person.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be, and I know that the videos online of those things aren't also.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like cheating almost has to be like an intimate connection with two individuals, not something that can be widely accessed by everybody.
And
but that's just my personal
opinion. If you're in a different zip code too, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're paying for someone to like on Skype to ASMR you in a sexual way, yes, I think that that's cheating.
Mandy.
What?
I mean, that's fair. I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Explain to our audience, you know, you mentioned kind of YouTube demonetizing things. How is there an opportunity to monetize your videos on YouTube? And kind of where do you see this thing going and taking your early success? Where is that going to lead you to?
Yeah. So as technology grows, so does everything else. I remember when ASMR was first popping up, there weren't people using the Blue Yeti microphone or the 3DO, which is the silicone ear microphone that literally mimics the human ear.
Sure.
And so as technology continues to improve and progress and become more advanced, so will all of the little niches, you know, of course, on YouTube, but ASMR specifically, because I think that it's becoming a more immersive experience.
Absolutely.
And which is really beautiful because the technology behind some of these videos that I've watched, like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Goodnight Moon ASMR.
But no, like, I'm not. Are you guys?
You to like a far off magical land and you forget where you are in reality. Like her content is just so incredibly well produced. And I think that that's where it's going to go.
Liliana, actually, you made me think of something. I have a toddler, and is there any ASMR? This sounds weird, but like, there's a whole thing on YouTube that like help put toddlers to sleep, music, whatever sounds. Do you think there's a niche for like sounds and speaking to, like, you know, toddlers to help them go to sleep?
I do. And actually, there are a lot of ASMR artists, I think myself included, were like reading a bedtime story or like tucking you into bed. Like, I think that those are really good. I've been told by a lot of subscribers that they put on my videos for their kids to help them sleep. Actually, it's really funny that you mentioned that.
He only asked that because he can't read himself. Can you give us a little taste of ASMR for our audience and for ourselves? I don't know, any role playing or just a little bit, just to give them a hint of what we might find or they might find on your YouTube channel.
We won't think you're speaking directly to us, don't we?
Yeah, we won't want you to do a little man trick.
I'm like trying to think of like what I can grab. So the great thing about ASMR is that you can literally use just about anything.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Perfect.
I could listen to that all day.
Cool.
I feel the tinkling during the tapping.
Yeah. I like the scratching.
Just something about the tapping does it for me.
Yeah.
I like just the whispering. It's so cool.
Yeah, I wish I could just like hear you read a story like whispering. Although I can't.
Well,
can go on
we're
going to
tune in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have, it's so crazy. Beyond YouTube, there's now apps dedicated to ASMR. I'm on Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music.
So, awesome. Tell us, what's your tags on those? Where can we find you on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, so it's Lily Whispers ASMR. And then on Instagram, I'm Liliana D. So I also have a separate Instagram for ASMR, but I've kind of been phasing that out a little bit. It's a lot to manage both.
Sure.
But, yeah, I've just been on YouTube, just Lily Whispers ASMR on Instagram.
Well, guys, you heard it here first. ASMR at its best. Liliana D, thank you so much for coming on Sensible People today.
Thank you so much for having me again. This was fun.
One last question that Sensible Nation wants to know, Liliana. Are you single?
I am.
You heard it here first.
All right, Lily. Thanks so much.
That demonstration put chills down my spine.
That was pretty cool. I loved hearing that stuff. That was awesome. really cool stuff.
I'm absolutely doing it. I'm literally going to start. Yeah, I'm going to start doing it on our YouTube channel. You heard it here first, folks.
All right, well, what are you going to do?
I think you could try it. You got to learn it first. But
whisper, storytelling, role-playing, smacking of the lips.
The whole kit and caboodle.
The whole kit and caboodle. I think we have an episode name.
The whole kit and caboodle. No, I'm seriously going
to
do it.
Good, because you have to spell it. Not me.
Stay tuned, Sensible Nation.
All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed episode 12 of season 2, learned about ASMR, had Liliana Dion. It was so much fun. Please check her out. Lily Whispers ASMR is her YouTube channel. Tons of subscribers. She really does some nice work out there and is growing quite fast. So check her out. Check us out on YouTube as well. We're Sensible People Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Follow us on Twitter at Sensible People and on Instagram at Sensible People.
Check out Sensible People Podcast.com. Purchase our merchandise at Sensible People Podcast.com. We have coffee mugs, we have hoodies, we have t-shirts.
We've got lemon pie pussy. We've got slimy, greasy pussy.
It's been a fun episode. See you guys later.
The whole kangaroo.
Oh my God.
I know, you made mine so fucking strong.
I made yours pretty strong.
God.
It looks strong.
It look good.
It's going to be very hard to go the whole month.
Ready?